New York City is trying to get back to normal. Air travel is resuming as much as the FAA will allow. Much of Lower Manhattan is still closed to traffic, but most bridges, trains, and buses will be running through much of the city. The Port Authority, which manages those systems, was hard hit by Tuesday's attack. Its headquarters were located in the World Trade Center. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Into the evening yesterday, confused commuters and travelers were turned away by police at the Port Authority bus terminal.
I live in Hackensack, New Jersey. I was stranded here last night. I just don't want to be stranded here tonight, that's all.
I can't get no transportation to go home. I'm living in Patterson.
We over here trying to take the bus back to Pennsylvania.
The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey is a transportation octopus controlling airports, bridges, tunnels, ports, a major rail transit system, and bus terminals. And after the attack on the World Trade Center, the Port Authority shut down just about everything, both for security reasons and to clear the way for emergency vehicles. Now, at the same time, Port Authority officials have been going through the process of reopening the city under heightened security, they've been reeling from the destruction of their headquarters in the Twin Towers. About 150 Port Authority workers are missing, some 40 of them Port Authority police officers.
I think the impact is just starting to hit us all, actually, especially when the numbers come in of who we've lost and, who was hurt and everything else.
Officer Mike Lydon was standing guard yesterday outside the shutdown bus terminal in Midtown Manhattan. A small number of people have so far been pulled from the rubble, injured but alive, some of them police officers. And like most people who are waiting to hear from friends and loved ones in this city, Officer Lydon says he's still trying to stay hopeful. But as more time goes on, that gets harder. This stout 41-year-old policeman's eyes fill with tears as he talks about it.
You know, you get to know each other's families and all that stuff like that. Sheer numbers of it all. I mean, you can understand, one person passes away, that's life, things like that. But to lose, what was the number there, 45? I think about the guys we lost. There isn't enough time just to spend with the people that you love or to prepare your hearts for that final goodbye.
The executive director of the Port Authority, Neil Levin, is himself among the missing. But the authority's chief operating officer, Ernesto Butcher, says despite the hardships, he's been safely reopening the area's transportation network for the millions of people who depend on it.
The Port Authority is fully functioning. Our systems are fully redundant. Our airports, John F. Kennedy, Newark, and LaGuardia, are secure, fully staffed, and prepared to resume operations. The George Washington Bridge is open on the upper level in both directions. The Staten Island bridges are also open in both directions.
Bus service has been slower to open for the 180,000 people who normally pass through the Port Authority bus terminal each day. But Ernesto Butcher expects bus service to resume this morning. He says the airlines and airports, of course, cannot resume full operations until the FAA permits it. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.